They're just saying. All right. All the rest of us sane people, we're going to go on with the message. Okay. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't he? Thank y'all for coming tonight. Thank the guys up in the, and the gals up in the booth up there. Stand up, Sandy. There you go. Praise God. Amen. Oh, she's going to get me for sure. Amen. All right. Any announcements we need to make, except for the meeting that's coming Sunday night? 1 week from tonight, we'll be right in here. And Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. And we're thankful that we're all going to be here. Everything's going to be good. Amen. It's going to be the best meetings of all time. And it's going to be whatever you want it to be. Let's make something good out of it. Let's believe for the best. Why not? God is the best. And he's not, I'm usually the problem. God's not the problem. So anyway.
The meeting that Lauren was talking about.
Right. That's Thursday. I forgot the time to meet. She didn't know what church. Just look at it on the website, Facebook, and she'll have that information. That's been invited to go to Jackson for an event concerning our government. So, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just pray for Lauren right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Lauren to you. Lord, what a heart she has for this nation. Lord, we ask that you guide her steps and her words and her decisions. We pray, Lord God, you open doors for her. We pray, Lord God, she'll be at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. We pray, Lord God, that you would favor her and have favor with anyone and everyone she has to deal with. We pray, Lord God, that she be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. We pray, Lord God, that you would bring words and thoughts to her when she needs it. She'll know what to say, when to say it, and where to say it. And Lord God, it all will be coded in love and faith. So Lord God, we thank you for her beautiful spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for her gift. And we thank you, Lord God, just for her person. And as well as I pray for each one that's here and all of our church family, Lord, they're the very best. And they love you, and we all love you, and you are going to do some great, great things, and you have already. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. For this special event coming up Thursday with Lauren, Lord God, we pray for safety. We pray, Lord God, that they be received and that, Lord God, these politicians, regardless of what party, Lord God, they represent us. And Lord God, may us speak up and declare your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for that. Oh, glory to God. Get ready, saith the Lord, for an outpouring of my spirit on faith outreach. Get ready to flow in the spirit. Miracles and healings and power will be on display. Be bold, saith the Lord, and move quickly when I tell you to move. Receive me. Release me into this world with your words and your thoughts and your faith. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Declare unto the nations, declare unto the people that Jesus is Lord of all. Healing is in his wings. Power is in his name. Cleansing is in his blood. Right standing with God is in his resurrection. We thank you for it, Lord God, that the resurrection positions us to a place of advantage, preference. We are the head and not the tail. We are the redeemed. We are alive. We are alive. We are new creations. That's our position on planet Earth. That is truth. Also, Lord God, that the name of Jesus is our weapon. It weaponizes us to cast the devil out to heal the sick and to raise the dead, and to declare the word of God in such a way that demonstration happens and the people are glad. And we thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus forever flows and preserves our standing with you. Throughout our lives, throughout eternity, that fountain will never stop. Glory to God. Now, Father, we also ask in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our vision. We thank you that is collectively and individually. We thank you, Lord God, for our voice as collective and individually. And we all thank you, Lord God, for our victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Our vision, our voice, and our victory. We thank you, Lord God, that those are principles that we can stand on as you gave them to us this year. Father God, may they be burned into our consciousness and into our spirit, and that we will not waver from that. Those are Bible truths that will stand and bring victory. We thank you, Lord God, according to 2 Corinthians, that Christ always causes us to triumph. Amen. The victory is ours. The church is without spot and without blemish. We have the vision. We have the vision. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Oh, and the Lord says, I want to share with you about the glory. I want to share with you about the glory. I'm about to pull the curtain back. The curtain will roll to either side, and the glory will be seen and shown to all creation. All creation, the trees, the plants, the grass, the sun, the moon, the stars, the people will rejoice at the glory of God. It will be like heaven on earth when the picture is complete. But it's rolling back now, saith the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Look and you will see. Ask. And you will hear and understand. Knock, and I'll show it to you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I do this for my church. I do this for the people that understand. And for the people who need to be encouraged. God is good. God is so good. We thank you, Lord, for establishing us in righteousness. Because our hearts are fixed, trusting in the Lord, you have established us. And when we hear evil tidings, we will not be moved. Our heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. That's for someone, or for all of us. Psalms 112. Psalms 112. We thank you, Lord God. We are victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Andy, the Lord wants you to know whatever you put your hand to is going to be blessed. Your toil is just going to almost go away. You're just going to turn the button and it's going to happen. You're going to speak and it's going to happen. That's going to be at the workplace. It's going to be everywhere in your life. You just begin to speak the word of God and the authority is God's. You are a worker, and God says, he's going to take some of that away from you. It's going to get done, and done quicker. But it'll be through the Spirit, my faith, and favor, and favor. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says for all of us to see ourselves healed, whole, and well. See yourself like you want to be healed, whole, and well. in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's faith. We don't live by what we see. Amen. We live by faith. We speak the word of God. He wants us all to be fit, to be whole, to be well, to be strengthened. See yourself walking strong. See yourself strong. Even in older age, strong. See yourself in important places in the body of Christ, leadership, in important places in the world system, what your jobs and all this. God has not only a career for you, He has a call for you. And you have been chosen to do certain mighty things on the earth. Listen to Him. Read the Word. It'll begin to bubble up and move in your heart and in your spirit. It'll be something that you probably like to do and are inclined to do. Will be the beginnings of ministry for you. Many of you are already entered into this. And you're down the road. And your life is not a trickle anymore. It's a stream. It's going to become a river. That'll touch many people. Oh, and the Lord says this. Moms and dads are leaders of families. Take authority over the devil and declare there's no more curse on your family. You're not cursed. You're blessed. Don't let it come across your lips that you are cursed. You are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. The Bible plainly says that the prophet who was trying to be coerced to curse God's people, he said, I can't curse what God's blessed. Yeah. We're blessed, and we can't help it. But we're blessed for a reason. And it's not just for ourselves, it's for the nations. It's for everyone to see and to know. Oh. I will cause churches to become army camps. I can see the fire. The fire outside where people are sitting around, strategizing, praying, and the groups are collected all over, little fires, little lights all over the country, as well in the churches. Thank you, Lord God, for this. Lord, these are your warriors, your soldiers. And we will endure hardship, which we've done for 2 years now, but Lord, be to God, the victory's ours. In the name of Jesus. Our children will be great on the earth. Our grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren will be great on the earth. They will be great on the earth. According to God's word. That's truth. We stand on it. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God forever. There's going to become a wisdom to the church. They will not be deceived so easily anymore. People are going to begin to... The Lord says, I can do this or say this because it's so obvious. People are going to stop voting their pocketbooks and vote their conscience and their morality. And the Lord says, I guarantee you it'll be counted right. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, saith the Lord, upon the body of Christ, upon us, upon Jesus, who is the head of the body. We are anointed for such a time as this. To help humanity become strong in every area of life. Thank you, Lord. And Lord God, may the church realize that we are anointed to meet any and every need that arises. Any and every need. And He says, remember, it's not on your resources, it's on mine. We can pray. We can bless. And 5 loaves and 2 fish can feed 20,000. Amen? Glory to God. There's a shaking. It's time now for the shaking of the trees of righteousness. Did I not say in my word, I will plant you by the rivers, and you become trees of righteousness. Trees that could not be moved. And I will shake them. And the good fruit of righteousness will fall to the earth. And people will flock to these trees. The trees of righteousness, for the fruit of righteousness, which is what? Peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, goodness, Lord. You're setting us up for a good time. Lord God, may the church not entertain thoughts of hopelessness, but of hope. Because I'm alive, you do have hope, saith God. Do not forget it. Write it down in your heart. These meetings coming forward, saith the Lord, I will establish them as a new foundation. And from this platform and foundation, you will stand till I return. So it is, it will be good for everyone's sake to be here and to hear the word and to understand, to minister and be ministered to bless and be a blessing, and understand that this is a new foundation. I see a swept clean floor. And strength and foundation. And that's all I see. That's all I need to see. Because he's doing great and mighty things. And this is a launching pad, a time to refresh and regroup, a time to become strong, a time, glory be to God forever, glory be to God forever, glory be God forever, hallelujah, hallelujah, God is good, hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you that love prevails. Love is the way. Faith is the key. Lord God, that this is how we win. Love never, never, never fails. Faith cannot fail. It can do impossible things if we put it to use. And Lord God, we do that tonight. We put it to use in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, saith the Lord, the heavens will be filled with angels. The heavens will be like little stars in this sanctuary. In this sanctuary is where I'm glorified. The angels, the presence of God will be very strong. So expect it. Yield to it. Breathe it in. Thank God for it. For out of my spirit, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. A new Pentecost. Oh, thank you, Lord. A new Pentecost. Yeah. Those that were timid and shy will suddenly be thrust to the front to do great and mighty works and to speak on the behalf of God. They'll come out of their hiding places, not afraid of authority of the world, only afraid in fear and trembling before God. And as Peter said to the authorities there in Jerusalem, We ought to obey God rather than man. And that's the spirit that needs to be in the church and out of the pulpits. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for this congregation that has been selected and chosen to be here together with you and with each other to accomplish what's before us, to not quit, not to slow down. Don't look to the right or to the left, but to go focused and go straight forward. I will lead you, saith the Lord, into all truth and righteousness. The Lord says you will feel the earth beneath you to sometimes when your meetings and things, maybe just wherever you may be, it's going to seem like the earth is shifting. But the Lord says, that's just me. That's just me changing things about you and around you and getting my house in order. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord would say this. Stand in love. Receive direction from leadership. If change needs to take place, so be it. Receive it with joy and gladness. God will have a better place for you. He'll have an upgrade for you. You will be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Remember this, saith the Lord. I am alive and well, saith the Lord. I once was dead, but I'm now alive and alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys to hell and death. Glory to God. We give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Could we play that now? Andy, that don't miss the glory. God's good, y'all.
There's a story to be told. In the crashing of the ocean, there's a power that no man will ever hold. All the stars in the heavens decorate your handiwork. And like a mighty choir, come to celebrate your word. Don't let me miss the glory. Don't let me miss the praise. All creation is singing to the honor of your name. Don't let me miss the wonder. Dance of the faithful, you will find the greatness of our God above. the prayer of the righteous in the beauty of your grace. In a brand new morning's mercy, all your memories of my sin have been erased. Don't let me miss the glory. Don't let me miss the praise.
Thank you, Andy. That was awesome. We do not want to miss the glory of God. Amen. And everything he does is glorious. Amen. Go ahead.
I had a vision while Brother Jimmy was up here prophesying and praying in the Holy Ghost. I saw the men in the church in the water. It was like a, it was like an ocean. But they were standing, y'all were standing on a floor like this. And the water was all around. And for some of you, it was higher than the one standing beside you. But you were in the same water. And the waves in front of you were going this direction. And the waves behind you were going in this direction. And they met up and began to go around and around until they formed a whirlpool. And that whirlpool got bigger and bigger and wider around y'all, but you were still standing in the water. And out of that whirlpool, inside the whirlpool, there were whirlwinds. And those whirlwinds got faster and faster, and they were moving around inside the whirlpool. And out of those whirlwinds were flung miracles. Deliverance, joy, grace, mercy, healings of all kinds came out of those whirlwinds, out from that whirlpool onto the earth. And God says to tell y'all to think, are things becoming a little easier for you? Have loose ends suddenly been tied up that you've been working on for a long time? Have you gone about your day with a different attitude, a happier attitude, a more joyful spirit? Have you received grace and favor from people in your lives that you've been having a hard time with? God says that's happening for a reason. I'm moving you all into position. So get ready. and expect greatness and know that the Women of Faith Outreach lifted y'all in prayer Tuesday night at our meeting for y'all's meeting Friday night. And we will continue to do so. Because for some reason, God has given me a heart for y'all to do this. Because out of these prayer groups are going to come awesome. Is that the word we use? Amazing. Was that the
amazing?
Amazing things that this world is so hungry to see and become a part of.
Right.
So stay the course. Stay hungry for the things of God. And if y'all are here and you hadn't been to one of these meetings, come on. Come on. You won't regret it. You'll be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
And the women, I just want to say this. God didn't tell me this. But the women did not have to entice anybody with food to get them to come to the meeting.
I'm not ashamed of that. Maybe we're just smarter than y'all are. But I knew that they say in history that an army moves on the stomach. You feed the troops, you get to go. You're able to fight. I know that includes spiritual food, too. Since you brought all that up, we did have a meeting Friday night at 6:30. The men had a men's meeting. It was 21 of us. And so anyway, we had a fabulous time. It was really, really good. We had some good food, and we just shared some things, and I shared some things that you guys needed to hear about yourselves from this perspective from the Lord had given me that. And I'll just share one or two things that the Lord wants you guys to know that you're honorable. You've done honorable things. I didn't say ornery, I said honorable. So no ladies might have any questions, okay? And there's great strength in you guys, and your faithfulness is beyond question. But to know these things is a launching pad to greater things. It gives you confidence, and it wells us together as a group and then also as individuals to do what God's asked us to do. But the best is yet to come. We'll be having a meeting next month. We hadn't set the date, but we'll let you know about all that. So anyway, praise God. Can we go to Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll be there just a second, just a few minutes. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Talks about, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Then it goes on down to talk about the armor of God, but we need to read it. We've talked this morning about the valley of dry bones, and we talked about the fact that truth, God's word, is true. And he asked the prophet, can these bones live? And we said that's not only lies, but that's our dreams and our ministries and things that we thought were dead or could not happen. God said, can they live? And the prophet said, God, only you know. And God knows this. He told us, you prophesy. And he did. And they began to come together. Not all of them perfect all at once. It took a little process. But they came together and became an exceeding great army. Amen? So that's what we're talking about. Recapturing, launching, birthing the miraculous and the strength of God's army and God's people. And we went on into look at about truth and this and that and faith. But we won't talk about right here. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Verse 11. We're talking about what ground to stand on. How, why, what, when, where. We all know to stand, but how we know to stand, where to stand. We're all good soldiers. You're great soldiers. Sometimes we don't know where to stand. We're out of position. But we're going to read something here that's going to really help all of us, okay? Put on the whole armor of God. Don't leave off anything. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles and the mind games of the devil. He wants us to stand. He doesn't want us to be defeated. So he gives us armor to put on, okay? How are we going to stand? Simply put it like this. You stand under the strength and the foundation of this armor. Now, we've always been taught, you put the armor on. Well, you put on a helmet. That's how the Bible says to do it, and that is very, very good. But the thing is this, those things aren't actual military helmet, but it does protect. It does do this, but it's a foundation that we stand on. We don't stand on a helmet. We stand on a foundation. And the part of this is going to be the foundation, we get to it. That we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We got to have a good stance. When you stand against a wind or force that's coming against you, you got to dig in. And those Roman shoes that it talked about had spikes on them. They would dig in. 12, please. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. God shows us our enemy right here. It's not the guy sitting beside you or the woman. I thought I had that figured out, but I didn't. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the spirits that's in the flesh and blood and in the atmospheres. But against principalities, that's the bottom level of evil force and power. Against powers, that's the next level up. You could say a private, now you're up to a sergeant. Against the rulers of darkness in this world, and that's getting way on up. That's what was in the guy in the tombs. He said, my name is Legion. That's what that is. That's a ruler of darkness. There's many with that one ruler of darkness under that one ruler's control that can possess a person or attack an area or territory. There are spirits that are territorial spirits. They run in packs. They run like wolves. That's why, well, the flu's going around. That's just a bunch of wolves running around in the spirit. That's, you know, that sounds like a cartoon. It's not a cartoon. It's very, very real. And we need to rise up. It sounds too easy. God didn't make it hard. Just for me. Okay. Principalities, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that gets it up here. That's talking the hierarchy of Satan's kingdom. Satan, for your information, does not live in hell. That is not his home. He is the prince and the power of the air. Okay. 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Now, this is the second time he said that, correct? That you, ever said that means me, may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. How many of us know how to stand? Everyone, we've been preaching this for 41 years in life. You live life by faith. You have ample opportunity. We stand every day. Or we're going to be running, retreating if we're not standing. Standing is not a neutral stance. Standing is resisting the enemy. The buck stops here. You don't get past me, devil. Right? We have to stand. But this, we're going to have the armor as a foundation to stand. Okay? 14. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now, here goes the six pieces of the armor that we're going to talk about, the Bible talks about. Having your loins, the midsection, girt about with truth. Thy word is truth, right? So the foundation here we see, one of the foundations is the word of God. Everybody say, I knew that. Guess what? We're going to learn to stand there a little deeper because this is a foundation truth. You want to stand, you got to know the word of God. You can't stand on the Reader's Digest. You can't stand on guns. Danny, I'm sorry. You can't stand on Gunsmoke. You can't stand on Days of Our Lives. You can't stand on the world's system. The world's, even though it may be correct, even though it may be beneficial, even though it may be really, really good, you can't stand on academics and money and finances alone. They're shifting sand. You can't stand there. You may be the best looking, best dressed army in the whole world. You got the shiniest shield in the whole world. That won't stop the enemy. It's what you're standing on and your feet and your strength that'll keep you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Remember that, verse 10. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. So, in this part right here, put on the belt of truth. It'll hold your britches up. Amen. And you need to have your britches up. You don't need to be walking like some of these guys walk. You can't fight. You can't stand with those britches like that, can you, Matt? Wouldn't you like to see Dan get in the ring with some of the guys dressed like that? It wouldn't take two seconds, and they're gone. I just want to run up high sometimes and pull them down. But then I say, oh, God, what will I see? Anyway, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness, another foundational truth that we have to stand on is the truth of righteousness. If you don't understand righteousness, you will never get to where God wants you to be. Because if you don't know you're right with God, you're going to cancel out your confidence. You're not going to believe God for anything because you're always condemning yourself for what you have done. Look at your neighbor and say, you just need to get over it. Ask God to forgive you. He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all sin and unrighteousness. Aren't you glad about 1 John 1, 9? Okay, verse 15. And your feet shod, I think this is the sixth one? No, it's not the sixth one. Anyway, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And it is a gospel of peace. It is good news. God's not mad at you, world. He loves you. He sent his son to die for you. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, and his shed blood, and his broken body, if you have faith in him, you can have everlasting life. You'll just believe him tonight. Would you believe that, sir? Would you believe that, ma'am? That there's a Savior that has come and paid the price for you. Just believe that he is. Yeah. Well, pray this prayer with me. And ask him into your heart. And he can change you that quick. And you'll go from a life of hate to a life of peace. If you embrace it all. Right? I started loving people I didn't even like. Carol Pettigrew was the main one. I've told him that more than once. Your feet shod with preparation. So it's preparation. You got to prepare. Right? That's what the Bible says. Your feet shall have the preparation of the gospel. You got to prepare the gospel. You got to know the gospel. You got to prepare. It's a gospel of peace. All right? So, the gospel is another foundational truth of peace. And you got to work toward it. Verse 16. Above all, taking what? The shield of faith. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith. Faith is a shield that will shield you, not just here, all the way around you. Darts are being shot at you from every direction. Front, side, back, other side. Shot right here to the tongue. He would really like to hit your tongue. It said on fire. None of you know anything about that. Because I'm fixing to read it. Amen. Above all, taking the shield. Above all, you think God's just kidding? I mean, really, if you don't have the other stuff on, you can hide behind the shield. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Another foundational truth where we learn and know how to stand. I stand with the truth. I stand with righteousness. I stand with my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. I have good foundation in those foundational truths. And now I take the shield of faith. It is another foundation that I must stand on. If you're not in truth, if you're not in faith, you won't be standing at all. You'll be running out of fear. Sure is quiet. I need to move on quick. 17. And take the helmet of salvation. What is salvation? Sozo in the Greek means basically wholeness in every area of life. You've been made whole. Take the helmet of salvation. What does a helmet cover? You're pretty little noodle. You're amazingly fast, super quick mind. Your thoughts, your meditations, it tells your body what to do. Take the helmet of salvation. So the helmet is an important part, don't you think? It is a very important part. Take that and make it a foundation truth. I stand on the fact that my mind is covered. It is protected through this. My mind, the helmet of salvation, and the salvation is sozo, wholeness. Wholeness. I stand on the word wholeness, salvation. Are we going to be able to stand on that? If we don't, we're going to win some, lose some. And we got to remember to stand on salvation. Do you believe you're saved? We're standing there, aren't we? Okay. And then it says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit. It's the only part of this foundation that is on the offense. The rest of it is defensive. You just stand. But while you're standing, if we just going to stand there like Elijah the wooden Indian, why would we need a sword? You met Elijah before, hadn't you? How pale face. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take the Word of God. Let the Word of God be a foundation truth. Let it become a sword out of your mouth. The Word of God comes out. And that Word comes out of your mouth. What does the Word of faith do? Moves mountains. Has authority to it. Did Jesus, how did he deal with the devil on the Mount of Temptation? Sign language? Did he show him his Sunday school certificates? Did he say anything else, you know? He didn't even mention the virgin birth. Now, that would blow me away. And that's a pretty good weapon to use. That's what I'm counting on. No, you got to have the Word of God in you. He said, Satan, it is written. It is written. It is written. And after the third time, the devil left him. For a season. Some people think, well, that's only three times Jesus was tempted. Oh, no. He was tempted when he was being beaten and on the cross to call 10,000 angels to come and just deliver him from all this. Could have been, don't you think? That's what the Bible says. Right. But he said he wouldn't. Why? Because he loves you. Yeah. He didn't die in vain. He died in power and victory. It looked like a defeat. Looks like sometimes we're going down. And all the time we're coming up. God's got a plan. So take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and just run the devil off. Those are foundational truths that we know how, when, where, and what to stand on. If the devil's attacking you, well, are you really saved? Well, Dana, all you got to do is say, well, I tell you what, the Bible says I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Right. Boom, he's got to go. Right. Yeah. He may say, I have on the helmet. I'm going to stand on the helmet of salvation. Salvation says I'm whole. Every area of my life is whole. As far as me and my house, we are blessed beyond measure. Amen? This is how you fight the good fight of faith and how you stand against the wiles of the devil. He'll wear your brain out. Hello. If we put up with it, we let it just perpetuate. Okay, I'm done. We'll finish this up Wednesday night. I told you we would. God's good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Well, I saw an advertisement on TV. Y'all have seen the movie, the cartoon movie of Ice Age. You know, it's got it says, and the new character in this new one they got out is Buck Wild. Two names, Buck Wow. Sounds like a good name we can name our kids, doesn't it? Who said that's Buck Wild over there? Amen. So God is good. God is good. Let's all stand up, please. Y'all have been very honorable and gracious and kind today, as you always are.